Here's good news. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Paul wrote those words a long time ago. If you're wondering, what about people who wouldn't put themselves in that category? John wrote in the 3rd chapter of his gospel, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world through him might be saved, delivered, healed, redeemed." No condemnation. So imagine for a moment your life as an existence in which condemnation, either I condemn myself, or in subtle or real direct ways, I offer judgmentalism, condemnation. It's all over the place. We live in a culture of condemnation. Cancel culture, in our political realm, in the church realm, people are so ready, so fired up to judge anything that happens. Scandal involving a leader, an event that could be interpreted in different ways politically. It's just, we live in a culture of condemnation. However, there is now, therefore, no condemnation in our God, in Christ Jesus. Dallas Willard writes, "When we enter into a life of friendship with Jesus, we step into a new reality where condemnation simply becomes irrelevant." Oh, I want that. I want not to live in self-condemnation, which comes up for me all the time. Why couldn't I have done better, been different as a dad, as a pastor? In just subtle ways, this last weekend, Nancy and I was speaking at a church and we were having dinner with a couple. And as Nancy will often do, she just has a way of doing this. The conversation got hilariously funny and highly energized and then deeper and deeper and led to points of very, very meaningful life change. I had to get up and go to the bathroom at one point. When I came back, one of the other couples said to me, "Next time, we're having her back." Well, good. But then that little voice of self-condemnation comes to me. How come you can't be more? Why can't you have more impact on other people? And so to learn, now it's possible for me to live a life where there is no condemnation, where I could become instead a person of blessing, who is receiving blessing of God from one moment to the next, right now, could be experiencing that blessing together with you and seeking to give it to you. And then you could begin to pass it along to other people, and we could be freed from the destructive nature of this culture of condemnation. And God will be with us in this. Study all of this in this series to come, maybe in a couple of series. What I want to do in the moments that remain is to tell you a story. All right, my plan is for this video to get posted the day after Martin Luther King Day, and so I thought this would be a wonderful time. One of the great stories of God's intervention into a culture of condemnation, a reversal, and an expression of blessing and hope and love involves what was then a little girl by the name of Ruby Bridges. When she was 6 years old and school systems in much of the South of America were still segregated, Supreme Court had decided otherwise, her parents said that she would help to integrate a school called William Franz Elementary School in New Orleans. And for 1 year, she was the only girl in her class. White parents protested. They would meet to heckle and threaten her. Federal marshals had to accompany her when she was on her way to school. That first day, she was the only girl in the entire school. She told one of the white teachers, one time a white teacher was watching, and the crowd was there shouting at her. One woman spat at her. Somebody on the second day threatened to poison her. This is a six-year-old girl. I think about when I went to school and will anybody condemn me? Will people accept me? Will I look strange? Will I make friends? It's a six-year-old girl. Somebody else, one time when she was going there, showed her a little black doll in a wooden coffin with a real clear message. This is what will happen to you. And when that happened to her, this teacher is watching her. Somebody spits at her and she smiled at them. Somebody shakes a fist and threatens her and she smiles at them. And then she turned to one of the marshals who was walking. This is a real person now in our lifetime, my lifetime. And she said to the marshal that when she would go home at night, she would pray for the people in that mob that were spitting at and threatening her. Now, in the course of this event, there was a psychiatrist researcher at Harvard, Robert Coles. Very interesting life. He's ended up writing a number of books, The Moral Life of Children, The Spiritual Life of Children, Lives of Moral Leadership. He was intrigued by Ruby Bridges and wondering how this could happen. Is she living in denial, just not facing up to what's going on? Is it what in psychodynamic circles are called reaction formation? You actually project the opposite of what you're really feeling emotionally, pretending to be calm or so. And he had been interesting to know, how does she sleep at night? Because that's kind of an indicator of anxiety. It never occurred to him to ask, what did she do before she went to sleep? What do you, when you're 6 years old, how do you manage your mind before sleep comes? And so he began to ask Ruby after a while about her prayers. He told her what he had heard from her teacher. And he said, these are his words, Ruby was cheerful and matter-of-fact, if terse, in her reply, yes, I do pray for them. I wondered why. She said, only because. I waited for more, but to no effect. I started over. I told her I was curious about why she would want to pray for people who were being so unswervingly nasty to her. I go to church, she told me, every Sunday, and we're told to pray for everyone, even the bad people, and so I do. She had no more to say on that score. So let's just start here. If you want a way to take action, as we're beginning this series, to become a person of blessing, to begin to swim against the tide of the culture of condemnation, and oh my goodness, that's needed in my life, in your life, in our world. And in a moment, you can do this for a moment right now in your mind, or later on today, do it physically. Make a list of the bad people. The people who are threatening you and cursing you and spitting at you as you go to school or go to work. What? Nobody's doing that? Wow. You are facing significantly less obstacles than that little girl was. So becoming a person of blessing, it can be a lot easier for you and me, at least for me. So then maybe your list of bad people will just simply be people that you're tempted to judge. People that you are tempted in some way or another to think condemning thoughts towards. And be sure and put me on top of that list. Not me personally, just I'll put me there. You put your own name there. And pray for those people. Robert Coles begins to ask Ruby about what happens at church and what she thinks about. And again, this is part of what she said. The minister came to our house and he said not to worry, and I don't. The minister said God is watching and he won't forget because he never does. It's a six-year-old girl. The minister says if I forgive the people and smile at them and pray for them, God will keep a good eye on everything and he will be our protection. She stopped. Cole said she seemed positive, and so he kind of pushed a little bit to find out if there was some doubt there. Is the minister really on the right track? He asked her. And she says, oh, yes. And then came a kind explanation for the benighted agnostic Yankee visitor that was Robert Coles. I'm sure God knows what's happening. He's got a lot to worry about, but there's bad trouble here, and he can't help but notice. He may not rush to do anything, not right now, but the day will come. Michael Ware, who actually worked in the White House. He was the youngest staffer during the administration in his time, talks about Ruby Coles sometimes with college students, and he says often they'll think that would be impossible. They will think nobody who is older than knew better would put themselves in that kind of danger. He said, when you get older, you realize there are some people who ought not to be prayed for. They should just be condemned. But he said when he was working at the White House, one of the striking features of it in that administration was there was a Norman Rockwell portrait that was done of Ruby Bridges in 1964 called The Problem We Live With, and it's a painting Rothwell did of that little girl and those marshals who were standing by her, and hateful racist graffiti and KKK scrawled on that picture. And so, and that picture was placed just outside the Oval Office. Michael says, kind of an interesting thing. People go to the president, they may be all fired up, they got something deep on their heart, but that's a pretty intimidating office, the Oval Office. But he said, people would look at that picture and they would say, if that little girl could do it, I can do it. So, here's the good news today. There is no condemnation. Whatever I'm facing and whatever you are facing, other people have gone before us and they have faced great trials and they have been able to bless those that curse them, which is what Jesus invited us to do. That is the reality of the kingdom, because there is a God and he is watching over us, and he cannot help but notice. And he may not rush to do anything, not today, not tomorrow, but he'll be present and he'll be with you and he'll be with me, and he will enable us to bless and not to curse, and to become a people of blessing in a culture of condemnation. And that's the journey that we're on together. Now, God bless you.
Thanks for joining us here at Become New. I'm Tim, part of the team, a pastor, and I would love to know what God was speaking to your heart today through the teaching. For me, as I was considering the story of Ruby Bridges and just thinking about the persecution that she faced as a six-year-old girl, that's something I've never had to face and may never have to face in my life. And one just felt convicted. Now, I'm so quick to condemn, to make snap judgments about others if I feel dinged or rubbed the wrong way. And I just want to pause and take John seriously and to pray and ask God to bring to my heart and mind, where am I quietly condemning others in my heart? And to instead pray blessing over them. And so I encourage you to join me in that practice today. Find some time today to do that. Let's do that together. At Become New, we distribute 10 minutes of teaching every weekday to help you grow spiritually in Christ, one day at a time. If you want more information, you can head to becomenew.com, subscribe to this YouTube channel, or check us out on podcasts. We're glad that you're here, and we'll see you next time.